That solves that. I doubt he'll carry his fat ass up those stairs. No detention for this girl. Huh? What the hell is that crying? Where's it coming from? Over here? Oh, it's that, one cheerful dude in from homeroom. Why is he up here on the roof crying? Hey, are you okay? Why are you on the roof crying? Whoa. Calm down, you spaz. Oh, no you don't, jerk. You ain't going nowhere. If you run out of here, Mr. V will hear you and come looking and find me up here. So you're just gonna calm down before you blow my hiding spot. Good. Glad we could come to an understanding. Sorry for grabbing your hood like that. What happened? Well, Mr. V normally gives up on looking for me after 10 minutes. So, I've got time and, you know, nothing else to do. So, come on, spill it already. I see. Since it was Valentine's Day, you got flowers for the girl you liked and even asked her out, but she laughed at you? Hey, calm down. Don't start crying on me again. Listen, I get it. Getting rejected like that sucks, especially on Valentine's Day. But like, you know, just get over it. No, calm down. Christ, I'm bad at this. Listen, what I really mean is that, yeah, it sucks, and it sucks a lot, but you gotta just pick yourself up and keep going. What? Oh, look, what I'm trying to say is that society hyped up and pushes Valentine's Day as this great thing and pressures us to be happy, so we'll buy cheap candy, flowers, and cards. You shouldn't let some corporatized holiday hold so much stock over whether you're actually happy or not. Do I really have to dumb it down again? What I'm trying to say is that you should be happy on your own terms. Don't let others determine the conditions of your happiness. You know, I sound like I'm coming from experience? Yeah. I guess you can say that. Well, to cut a long story short, a few months ago, I found out my boyfriend was screwing around with, like, 3 other girls. Yeah, it was rough. But, on the bright side, one of them put sugar in his gas tank, which finally put that lame rust bucket of his out of commission for good. Yeah, you should have seen his face when he found out. Betsy, no! Yeah, he named his car Betsy. What a dweeb. God, it was such a memorable moment. Nah. One of the other girls' dad was a cop, so when he reported it to the cops, they dropped it due to lack of evidence. Well, well, well. It looks like someone's mood has turned around. You're welcome, I guess. Hey, tell you what, you actually got me in a pretty good mood, so how about we skip school and head to the arcade? Like a date? No. But if you manage to beat me in Street Fighter, I'll let you take me on a date later. Suddenly, Mr. Crybaby found all his confidence back. Calm down. I'm just messing with you. Though, it is good to see you're already back on your feet. Now, come on. Let's go. It should have been long enough that Mr. V has given up looking and left the school. Oh, come on, come on, come on. No, no, no. Yep. That's all she wrote. Best 2 out of 3. You won. Good job. I really never would have guessed that you're actually into the fighting games. Well, maybe a Smash player or something. Sorry. Yeah, that was a little below the belt. But yeah, a deal's a deal. You, my good sir, have just won a date with a cute girl. How do you feel? I'm glad to hear. Yeah. A movie and ice cream after? That sounds pretty solid. What do you want to watch? Ooh, yeah. Godzilla versus King Kong. It's like you read my mind. Yeah, alright. You'll pick me up at 5 in my place. Sounds good. Just be ready to meet my dad. Yeah, he's just a little overprotective ever since what my ex pulled. But don't worry. Just try to maintain eye contact and give a good handshake and he'll like you. Yeah, he's one of those kind of dads. Yeah, well, I guess I'll see you later then. Be there or be square, you crybaby.